24. It would be an honor to represent you.
Paid for by friends of Jennifer Fiddler, Silver Hill, Alabama. WABF, it is 824, 76 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose. As we welcome on Community Contact, Pam Hunter, the Executive Director for the Regional Baller Dream Foundation. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Lori. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Nathan Cox with 68 Ventures. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning. Thanks for having us. You got a wonderful spot here.
Thank you. It's a good vibe, isn't it, in our cool retro studios downtown. And another good vibe is all I've learned about the Baller Dream Foundation that hopefully everyone listening has heard before. But just in case, give us a brief overview on what the Baller Dream Foundation is.
Yes, our mission here is to lift up the spirits of young children and young adults who are battling all forms of cancer. And we work very closely with the children's hospitals in our area, which in this area is USA Children's and Women's Hospital. And the term baller, just so people will understand where we came up with the concept, is a modern-day term for someone who is doing well, living well. And we use that word instead of using patients. Our children and young adults understand the concept. It's so hip and modern. And it's a very cool thing for them to be called a baller. And so we induct them into our ballerhood. And that's a very special thing that we do through events and just reaching out to them at the hospitals during their treatment for their cancer.
And you have Nathan Cox with you, who came up with the idea of a Ballin' on Belrose benefit this Saturday in Old Town Daphne. What is Ballin' on Belrose?
Yeah, great question, right? So I had the privilege of doing an event this past summer with a good buddy of mine called the 29029 Challenge, and we did it out in Utah. And the premise behind that was you climb a mountain the equivalent of the elevation of Mount Everest. So we climbed the same mountain 13 times, but very high energy, real positive event all the way around, really create a sense of community. And we thought it'd be pretty neat to bring that back here to our area, but obviously we don't have any mountains along the Eastern Shore.
So what are we climbing?
Yeah, so we have Belrose Avenue. So my family's fortunate to call Daphne our home, and we live at the bottom of Belrose, which is just north of Bayside Academy, where our kids go to school. And recently, 68 Ventures is wrapping up our new office at the top of Belrose, right at the heart of Old Town Daphne. And from the bottom to the top, it's exactly half a mile. And if you've run or walked up that hill before, it is certainly a challenge. So we're not going to have you climb the elevation of Everest, but we're going to do the distance of Everest. So 11 laps up and 10 trips down is 10.5 miles total.
Whoa.
But the 5.5 miles up is right at 29,000 feet, which happens to be the height of Everest. So we use the event that inspired us this summer, and we put our own little spin on it. But you've got 3 hours to complete the challenge. You can do it as an individual. You can do it as a team. You know, you can go out and have your family do it, and everybody walk a couple laps together and accomplish it that way. But it's also not one of these things to where you have to be an ultra athlete to come do it. Your goal could be, I'm just going to do it one time. I'm going to do it 3 times. It's different for everybody.
I was going to ask, what about those of us?
Different for everybody.
Might not have the stamina.
And also the cool thing, too, in the spirit of ballerhood, is we're going to make this a big party. You know, this is going to be a first-class event. We've got DJs playing throughout the morning, so they'll start at 8:30 at the top of the hill and the bottom of the hill. We've got a live band that kicks off at 11 o'clock up top. The city of Daphne, Mayor Lejeune, his entire team, Troy Strunk, all of them have been phenomenal in supporting us. We've got everything blocked off down there. So Mancy's is setting up an outdoor bar. We've got Vinny's, that's donated pizza to the event for us to be serving. We've got, I know, a couple food trucks, that are going to be set up down there. So even if you have no desire to go haze yourself and walk up and down a hill on Saturday morning, starting around 10:30 or 11 o'clock, I expect hundreds of people, from the community to start gathering to really enjoy the camaraderie and the festivities and celebrate a wonderful foundation and just really bringing everybody together and enjoy this place that we all get to call home.
So a true street party.
Yes.
In addition to the climbing event.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is going to be extremely high energy. Think music throughout the day, people getting to hang out and spend time together. Pam can table, we're going to have some of our ballers joining us throughout the day, too.
Tell us about that.
Yes. We have several of our local ballers that will be coming to... they're not participating, but to be introduced to the public. And we will have a special baller tent And we will have our special throne there. So anyone want to have their picture taken, they're welcome to come and be a baller for the day with us. We'll also have some activities for children that are going to be fun. Mm-hmm. There's a bouncy house, yeah. And there's going to be face painting activities. And like we said, we're going to have some free pizza, and lots of fun things to do for the day. So,
and Pam, we've got a celebrity chef coming, right, too?
Yes,
one of our ballers?
Yes, yes. She, if you've been watching the junior chef competition, we have a little girl from Bay Minette who has participated in that. She was one of the finalists, Starla, and Starla Chapman.
To start with.
So she's going to be coming, too. So, thinking we'll probably, I have to ask, but I'm thinking she'll probably be doing some autographs for us, too. So
I'll be first in line.
Impressive.
Yeah, and we've got an MC for the event, so, I mean, it should be lively. I think we've got some local political candidates who plan on stopping by and saying hello to everybody, mm-hmm. too. So just a wonderful chance for everybody to get to interact and spend some time with each other and learn about a tremendous foundation. And why don't you tell me a little bit about Frank, too?
Because
I think all things Baller Dream Foundation all go back to Frank, who had a birthday yesterday.
Yes,
so happy birthday, Frank.
Belated birthday, Frank. Lori has met him. Anybody that's met Frank who comes to our area, which is so fortunate for us, he lives in Arizona, but he comes to our area about once a month. So he's very active in our community. And Frank is a cancer survivor. And that's how this foundation got started. He made a commitment if he got through his cancer treatment that he wanted to get back.
As a
young man, he was 29 years old. And when he was receiving his treatment in the hospital, he looked around and saw others who were being treated for cancer that did not have the support system that he had with his family and friends. So he felt like that there was a need for that, and a special need for that. And that's what we do. We actually build relationships with our ballers and their families. This is not a one-time hey, we're going to give you something special, beat cancer, good luck. It's a lifetime relationship that we hope to build. We stay, and Frank stays very close with all the ballers. He's got everybody's phone number on his phone. They call him, text him. You know, we introduce each ballers to other ballers that are also having similar treatment at kind of a support system.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, we stay with the families from the time we're introduced to them till past their treatment, just to follow up with them. And then they always are invited to come back to our events because it's always nice for our community to see people here locally. They can see what we're doing. They fall in love with these families.
Yeah, I can't help not to. And look, this isn't a sad thing either. This is super positive, high energy, fun, and these kids and their families are such an inspiration. You know, my wife and my three kids got to go to an event of theirs in Fairhope a few months ago, and yeah, it had a real impact on all of us, and just, you know, fills your heart with gratitude, you know, for what you have, and then just seeing these families have the attitudes they have leaning into these things and knowing that they have people like Pam and Frank behind them to support them is really awesome.
You give emotional support, financial support, mm-hmm. and maybe some home furnishings or a dream come true.
Right, right. We just had one of our ballers. She was a history, loved history. So during her spring break, we sent her to Washington, D.C. with her family. And then we've done other things like
game console.
Oh yeah, one little boy that was what he wanted. So Frank basically, you know, gave him a game room. So and he's actually going to be at our event. I just got a note that he and his father would be there. One of the things I'd like to say, though, this is, you know, we basically started here last year. I mean, we had a little short time that Frank was here, but he did not have an executive director. But Frank and I hit the streets last year in January. This event here is going to bring more, will basically surpass what we were able to do in our first year. So we are basically doubling the outreach we're going to be able to do by this one event this year. So, and we will have other events, but this is going to be probably our most important event.
Which
that
is
we
a
will
testament
have.
To everybody who's worked so hard on this. We've had a lot of people in our organization who've busted their tail to make this happen. My wife's worked extremely hard. Pam and all the Baller support team, and then all of our local news and media outlets have been phenomenal as well, supporting us too. So this is truly a community accomplishment.
And the event is this Saturday, May 14th, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Belrose Avenue at the corner of Belrose and Main, right in the heart of Old Town Daphne.
Yeah, you won't be able to miss it. So the climb starts at 9, and then the party, you know, we'll be, the party will be going all day, but officially around 11 o'clock, we'll have the live band.
Okay. How do folks register? There's a $25 registration fee, and that's if you want to climb or attend in general, because it's a fundraiser.
And you'll get a neat t-shirt, too, so it's worth the registration fee just to get the neat t-shirt, I think. But no, if you go to our website, and that is
BallerDreamFoundation.org.
You'll see under our event page, Ballin' on Belrose, and you can right there you can register for. We even still have sponsors coming in for the event. There's a sponsor registration, there's a participant registration. You can also come at the day of the event and register to participate
that morning.
Just come in
about 8:30.
Yeah, if you'd like to participate, okay. I'd encourage you to be there around 8:30 so you got plenty of time to get set up. And even if you get started after 9 o'clock, it's not the end of the world.
So and we've got plenty of parking areas. Do you want to kind of go?
Point. Where would we park?
Yeah, so we'll have plenty of people out there. I know the Daphne Police Department's got some folks volunteering that day also, but you know, you've got all Daphne's facilities, Lot Park, Mayday Park, Centennial Park, City Hall. Yeah, we'll have 6th Street and Old County blocked off, so you can also park down those roads that day. Christ the King has said we're welcome to use all their parking facilities. Bayside has given us theirs. Hicks, Snedeker, Fulcrum, their parking lot. You know, post office, wherever. So everywhere downtown is going to be okay. I don't think they're going to be ticketing or towing or anything that day. And we'll have plenty of people to direct you. And, again, this is a come one, come all type event. You know, bring anybody who wants to come that day. There's no charge to come hang out. Hopefully we'll have plenty of supplies to keep up with everyone. But everybody be patient. It's the first year. You know, you always have a few learning experiences that come with it. But hopefully this is going to be an annual thing, you know, for us and something that everybody can look forward to each spring to kind of kick off early start to the summer.
Sounds like a very festive street party indeed. You can also find that on Facebook, the Baller Dream Foundation, and you can find this event on the WABF Radio Facebook page as well. Well, thank you so much. Any last minute thoughts I haven't thought to ask about?
No, wonderful.
No, again, I can't say more than thank you to 98 Ventures and Nathan and Kimberly Cox for doing this. Their energy is amazing. They're truly ballers, every one of them. We'll be having another little follow-up event, which information will be at our tent of an event that we're going to do in June. And we'll be thanking our sponsors at that event, and it's going to also have Roman Street playing, so we'll give information out at the event about that.
Last thing, this is a rain or shine event, so yeah, no matter what, we're going to be having a party.
I think we're only about a 20% chance, 30%.
Hey, I'll take that any day of the week.
That's right.
Come see us no matter what.
Okay, thank you so much, Nathan Cox with 68 Ventures and Pam Hunter with the Baller Dream Foundation. BallerDreamFoundation.org or find them on Facebook. Also, if you missed part of this interview or want to tell a friend, you can listen later. We'll have it posted at WABF1480.com. It is now 8:37 and 77 degrees. We'll check in now with Kenny in coastal traffic.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, down to one accident, but it's on eastbound I-10 between Rangeline Road and I-65 and well over a mile of delay still in that area. No issues downtown, according to Pensacola Police. Little slowdown westbound into the Wallace Tunnel, but no issues on the eastern shore.